Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. Primetime with Hisachi and Souk. The rebrand is going swimmingly.
Hisachi.
I want to mention... We mentioned this at the top of the show, but for those of you who have been waiting patiently for the Fan Merch Locker, it is here.
It's live.
It is live. The Fan Merch Locker is now open.
Go to 1080thefan.com and look right at the top at the little tab that says Fan Merch Locker.
In there, you can buy shirts, one that says, "My son is an idiot."
With a picture of a father and son playing catch.
Because if you didn't hear... I'm sure word's gotten out to you by now, but because everybody's talking about it. But My Son is an Idiot won the fan bracket, the drop bracket challenge.
It was My Son is an Idiot.
It was the Yukon of drops. It crushed people.
So you can get that shirt. You can also get Rockin' You on a Friday. Why did I say that shirt?
Rockin' You on a Friday. Why did I say that?
They did a nice job. They're actually good-looking shirts, and they're soft, comfortable shirts. And there's also just a 1080 the Fan shirt if you want that.
They're only $25. Shirts are also coming soon for Dirt and Sprague and Danny and Dusty and even possibly Hisachi.
Yeah.
We're in negotiations.
Well, Hisachi.
We have another one. We're working on a fundraising shirt as well for Mike Lynch. So we're some
fantastic.
So things are in the works. This is the initial rollout of the Fan Merch Locker, and there'll be some more stuff.
So check it out right now at 1080thefan.com.
And I think they have sizes up to like 4X, by the way. So... I got a couple people that were asking, like, "Hey, I'm a husky teen fella. Don't worry, we got you, man."
Well, it's sports radio, man.
Yeah,
come on. We know.
Yeah, we got some big ones here for you.
All right, quick story here.
What do you got?
Well, it's college football. Saw this today, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, it's a lot.
My little pea brain.
It's a lot of milk.
Yeah, it's understand this.
There's a reason why. I can explain it.
But the USA Today acquired some tax documents, and they were from the University of Miami. And in there, it showed that Miami paid Mario Cristobal in the year 2022. They paid him $22.7 million.
We just rolled, brother.
In total comp.
Hey-o!
Dude, what? 22 So his deal is 10 years and $8 million.
Yeah.
And the highest paid college football coach, at least, and again, it's a private university. Miami is.
Yeah.
They're saying that that is the largest single year payment to an athletics employee at any private university on record.
That anyone knows of.
Right. because those aren't public. But amongst the public schools, the top salaried guy was what? Saban? Or the guy who was making the most was Saban?
Saban.
And now it's... we just did this the other day. Who's number one now?
God, we were just doing this. I think it's Sark or Kirby. Because Sark just got his big bump. Norvell got his bump. I think it's one of those.
Yeah, I forget. But anyway.
So there's an explanation. And
they were less than 15, right?
You what?
They were less than 15. They were like in the 12,
13. Yeah, they're, 12, like, they're like in the 12 range. But
$22 million?
Well, so there's two weird things are going on from my understanding, doing some poking around at this. Because the Miami athletic director did not want a real comment on it. But he said that there's two things. One, they do gross up pay. So they cover taxes for some people. So I guess at Miami, in some of these contracts, and it's not just for Chris Ball, they do it for others too, is that when you make $7.7 million, it sounds like Miami covers the taxes so that you make $7.7 million. Ah. And on top of that, you know, Mario Cristobal owed $9 million in a buyout to Oregon. Miami paid that, and by paying it, they gave it to Cristobal, and so they had to gross up pay the $9 million, which with taxes, that is the majority of what was the fifth. There's about a $15 million gap there that people couldn't understand. It sounds like it's the $9 million buyout and then these gross up pays. So they gave him enough to cover with taxes the buyout to Oregon. So he will not make this every year, but it sounds like the gross-up payments do happen, so he'll make more than the 7.7 that he's technically owed, but the buyout thing will be a one-time payment.
That's intense.
Well, it's good, by the way. That's smart negotiating on the part of his agent. Was like, yeah, we want 7.7, but we would like actually $7.7 million.
The previous record for total compensation paid to an athletics employee at a private university was TCU's Gary Patterson. In 2021, the year he left, he made $17.2 million.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, again, that buyouts, right?
Yeah, I would imagine that's, hey, get out of here. Here's everything.
Well, I'm asking, like, what is Jimbo had $70 million on his buyout, $70, $80 million bucks. Where does, like, what sort of lump sum payments does he get on that? Or are they breaking that out over 30 years? How does that all work?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a...
I feel like I read something about it being over 5 or 10 year period or something like that.
So he's going to get, I mean, there's going to be some big chunks coming to that.
There is nothing I want more in life than to just be sitting around doing nothing.
Get fired for millions of dollars.
Yes. And getting checks for millions of dollars.
Absurd.
It is absurd.
Well, and this is why I say to every one of those people in the university level that bitch and moan about costs and college football game changing and all that, F you. You know how much money is being paid? It's over $1 billion is going to coaches for doing nothing right now. So anytime I listen to one of these jackasses bitching and moaning about the state of college sports, I'm looking at you, Tom Izzo. I'm looking at you, Dabo. F off. You get paid so much money, and it doesn't matter whether you win or lose because they pay you $80 million to not do anything. I am so with you on that. Oh, no, I got fired. Whatever am I going to do? I don't know.
And his coach is like, oh, great. I don't have to deal with these S-head kids anymore.
Well, what did Bill, for Bill Belichick next year, he's not going to coach. And I want to say, I think the Patriots are paying him like $19 million, $20 million to not coach. So I listen to all these like Boston reporters. Oh, Bill's been treated so unfairly. Get bent. Oh, no. Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank not to trust him. You know what else or what he's doing to Bill Belichick? He's writing him a check for $20 million to not do anything. And I'm supposed to feel like great sympathy towards that? Stop it. It's like when one of these CEOs screws up a company so bad they run into the ground, they get fired, and then as punishment, they get like a $40 million golden parachute to not work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's really no... When you get to that level, there's just really no true consequences.
No.
Other than if you care about your ego.
Yes.
Your reputation.
Oh, I'm sure they'll say, but my reputation was on the line and it was a bad look for me. Yeah, your bank account will make you sleep at night, I think.
Yeah, but I also think that's not even a thing because people do so much mental gymnastics to make it so it wasn't their fault anyway.
Yeah.
You know, people do this all the time.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, yeah, really no downside. Let me run a company.
Well, and that's why you
may run it into the ground, but
exactly.
I'll take my $20 million
buyout. You're right that once you get to that point, no matter what happens.
There's no, unless you're Jeffrey Skilling. He went to prison.
Oh, well, that's different.
He was Enron.
But that's the thing is, even when those guys go to prison, they still usually end up coming out and being okay.
Well, that was like one guy.
Yeah, one guy.
Or, well, I mean, several people from Enron, but you know what I mean.
Well, think about like
one
when,
company.
Like when the economic collapse happened, like with all Citibank and Bank of America. I mean, they took those.
Oh, yeah.
They took some of the largest institutions in America, drove them into the ground, and as punishment, they got billions of dollars for free and then bonuses. And
by the way, I would like to point out, as someone did on the Vancouver 4 text line, that Mario Cristobal, who got $22.7 million in pay from Miami in 2022, same coach who refused to kneel on the ball and win a game against Georgia Tech, only to have his player fumble and them to run it back into the end zone so that he could lose. That guy right
that
there
guy.
Made $22.7 million in one year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think they're still saying, by the way, Dabo just shy of 12 just in pay.
It's a dadgum mistake.
All right. The NFL clearly did not do its homework. Now what are they going to do? That story next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.